This is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace, and this is number 27 in our Scripture 101 Essential series, and we're asking the question in this portion of our series, who is Jesus Christ? You mean to tell me that you don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ? Well, that's a question I often hear, and I'm sure many people who have been listening to this series, when they hear it, they ask the same question. But guess what? The phrase is a human invention. And anyone who doesn't believe this human invention is labeled as a heretic by Christianity. Now, the truth is that the term the deity of Christ comes from tradition. Plain and simple. Tradition that can't be explained by those who hold it. Most of their explaining is not really an explanation at all, but a backpedaling where they're trying to explain that they don't really believe in three gods. That's what usually Trinitarian teaching is. It isn't positive, it's more negative. One plus one plus one equals three, period. And 1 + 1 + 1 doesn't equal 1. And that's why they spend their time telling you why normal math doesn't apply, because it just doesn't make sense. The Trinity is a nonsense doctrine. And by the way, this confusion also applies to modalist teaching or oneness teaching too. Now, try to listen to these kind of people explain that Jesus is the Father and the Father is Jesus. That's what the modalists think. Of course, the worst part of both modalist and Trinitarian teaching is that Christ never died according to both those teachings. They both deny the basic teaching that underlies the whole universe, and that is that Christ died for our sins. See, they don't believe in a resurrection either, for if Christ didn't really die, then he really didn't rise. So according to Trinitarianism, Christ didn't really die for our sins, but he was alive somewhere else, and that he was raised from another form of life. Think about that. According to Trinitarianism and modalism, Christ didn't really die for our sins. He was actually alive somewhere else, and he was raised from another form of life. That's the message. You can't deny it. That's exactly what they believe. Now, Trinitarians have a unique way of demonizing those who don't believe their doctrine. They basically say this, that if you don't believe in the Trinity, you're basically a Unitarian. In other words, Trinitarianism forces the idea that there are only two options. First option is you have to believe that the Son is in every way like the Father. He's a member of a Trinity. The second option, Christ is just another descendant of Adam. He's like the Joe next door. But the scriptures don't support either position. Now, we have had 26 previous audios going through the scriptures describing the Father and the Son and the nature of the relationship between them. And we've learned that Christ is the image of the invisible God. He's the Word of God. In Christ, we both see and hear God. He is the Lord of creation, yet he's subject to the deity. We learn that Christ has a God and a Father. We're going to learn more about that in coming audios here. Christ has a God and a Father. He's the mediator of God and man. But these things that we've been talking about, the true nature of our Lord, is obscured by Trinitarianism, which forces us into two extreme views. Our Lord Jesus is not a member of a Trinity, and he's not the common Joe next door. Now, those of us who believe the scriptures regarding God and the extent of our Savior's work are constantly compared with Unitarians. I've been the object of many slanders of people who warn those who listen to my audios. And those who have listened to me have been warned by their Christian friends that I am a Unitarian. And they bring out all the teachings of the Unitarian and say, see, this man doesn't believe in the deity of Christ. He's a Unitarian. And he's a Universalist, Unitarian, something like that. A friend of mine from North Carolina used to be a pastor of a Baptist church, and he was accused of the same thing by the leaders in that church. Well, why? Because it's easier to associate those of us who actually believe the scriptures with those who don't, the Unitarians. But we don't resemble Unitarians at all. The Trinity is a human invention, plain and simple. The term has been given a religious aura and an artificial sanctity. It is exalted above scripture. The teaching of the Trinity doesn't find its authority from Scripture, but by religious creeds. Creeds are nothing but condensed formulas that can be mumbled by anyone from Pope Urban to Adolf Hitler. And these creeds are the lifeblood of the false religion of Christianity. Terms like the deity of Christ and the Trinity and Godhead and many others, these aren't scriptural phrases at all. They are shibboleth terms used by Christianity to figuratively slay those who can't pronounce this theology right. These terms don't reveal God, but they conceal Him. And most importantly, they deny the evangel of grace that says that Christ died for our sins, and that He was roused again the third day according to the Scriptures. And both of those theologies, Trinitarianism or modalism, those who believe in the so-called deity of Christ, they don't believe that Christ actually died, and therefore His resurrection was a sham because He wasn't raised from among the dead. He was raised from another form of life according to that teaching. Now, we believers need to stop treating Trinitarianism and modalism merely as the product of ignorance. We need to see it for what it is, a devised deception with the express goal of obscuring God, Christ, and the evangel from the world. Now, we're not saying that all these people who believe it are devising a deception. We're saying they're deceived. And so we need to stop treating it as just the product of ignorance. We need to see it for what it is. Remember this, neutral soldiers in a time of war are the enemy's greatest weapons, and we can't be neutral on this doctrine. Now, next time we're going to talk about Christ's God and Father. Yep, Christ has a God and a Father. Did you know that? We'll talk about that next time. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.